Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight, Saturday, February the 18th, year 2017. Yes, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Thursday night and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? Well, we do always open up in prayer, and we're going to ask that all listeners, if you will go into prayer with me at this time, because at the as we already know and as we see that for such a time as this, we are in the need of prayer. So prayer is always in order, so we're going to come and go before the Lord together at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to say thank you for your mercy and your grace on tonight. Thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. You are so worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just love you. We bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to see another day, that we have never seen before, and this day will never come again. Because of you, Lord, we are still here. So for this, we are grateful and we are thankful. So we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that as we move forward in this program on tonight, that you would move by your Spirit, have your way. And, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, that you would just forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on tonight, because we stand in the need of forgiveness. For your word lets us know that we all fall short of your glory, for we all have sinned and come short of your glory every day. So we always constantly need to be seeking you and asking for forgiveness of our sins. So that's what we're doing on tonight. We're asking for forgiveness again on tonight, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus, also lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ. For we know that your word lets us know that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. So we're standing on your word. We're standing on your promises that we are healed in Jesus Christ's name on tonight, even right now. And then also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can, Heavenly Father. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we know that you are our comforter on tonight. So we thank you for being our comforter, for being our everything on tonight. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up all those that are listening on tonight. We pray, Lord, that should there be anyone that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that you would move by your Spirit, that their spiritual eyes would become open on tonight. Heavenly Father, that they would be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and seek him with their whole heart. And they will open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. And then once they are saved, they will come to know their God purpose. And they will walk in it and live in it, fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Oh God, we just lift up all world leaders, Heavenly Father, all pastors that are standing on your word and trying to be doers of your word. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen them in their bodies, their minds, and spirits, that they will be able to continue to stand on your word. And not only stand on your word and declare your word and teach your word and preach it, but they will be doers of your word and they will live your word every day, that you will be glorified through them. And not only through them, but through each vessel that will be doers of your word on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we just love you on tonight, Heavenly Father. We again ask that you will move by your Spirit on tonight. Have your way in Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought reminds us and is telling us, as well as myself, program yourself for happiness. What are you becoming? Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is program yourself for happiness. What are you becoming? That is a good question for each one of us. We know that, again, we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Because we know that without him, we are nothing and we can do nothing without Jesus and without God in our lives. So we just thank him for being who he is in our lives on tonight. And as we go forth and move forward through this in this program on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And then once you get there, please click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, as we get ready to move forward into tonight's program, I'm still waiting on my guest to come on the line. But until he comes on the line, I am going to do as the Lord has already directed me to do. And I've already started doing this this year, and we're going to continue to do it as the Lord says so. So right at this moment, I'm going to ask all listeners, if you would please take down this phone number, if you would like to call in and share your testimonies, or if you need, you're standing in need of prayer, that is what we're here for. We are here to pray. We are here to touch and agree with you regarding your prayers and your prayer requests. So I'm going to open up the phone lines for all worldwide listeners for you to call in and share your testimonies. God gets his glory through our testimonies. And he said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. And he is a jealous God. So we're going to give you a chance, listeners. I want to get you all more involved with this program because God alone gets the glory, and he is worthy of our praise, and he's worthy of our of us sharing our testimonies and let the world know and let others know what God has done in our lives, that he will be glorified through it. So I am going to be opening up the phone lines in a very few minutes, and this is the number you need to dial. If you'd like to call in and share your testimony, or if you're standing in need of prayer or have a prayer request, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. You can start calling in now if you have a prayer request, or if you will have a praise report, or if you would like to share a testimony. You can start dialing this number now. The lines are open now for listeners to call in. You can dial area code 657-383-1364. Well, until someone calls in, I am going to do a music break, and I'm still waiting on my guest to call in to share. He's going to be bringing forth the message on tonight. We know that the enemy is always busy, and I don't know what has happened or occurred, so we're going to continue to pray for our guest on tonight, Elder James McCrary of Flint, Michigan. He's going to come forth and bring the word to us on tonight. But while we're waiting on him to come on the line, I'm going to do a music break, and following this music break, the lines are open. The lines are open now for worldwide listeners. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like to share a testimony, or if you want to share a praise report, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. You can start calling in now. And while we are listening to this music break, know that the lines are open for you on tonight.
You came, you changed my life. You thought I was worth it. You thought I was the devil.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again on tonight. Yes, Jesus, he thought our life was worth living. So that's why he took it upon himself to come down from glory. He came down from glory, and he came down in the form of a baby. He came down to die, to pay our sin debt with his own blood, that we could be redeemed back to our Creator, our Heavenly Father. Aren't you grateful? Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ himself came down and he paid our sin debt with his own blood so that we can be redeemed and saved through his blood so that we can have a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father and our Creator. And I am so grateful on tonight. And I know I am not the only one. I know that there's many worldwide listeners that's tuned in on tonight that are grateful to Jesus Christ that he thought our life was worth living, that he came down and he paid our sin debt with his own blood. Well, tonight, the lines are open right now for the listeners to call in and share your testimonies. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't let fear or doubt stop you from calling in because, again, the Lord God, he said he would share his glory with no one, and he gets his glory through our testimonies. And our testimonies become blessings to others, to let others know that if God delivered you from anything or brought you through something, or if he healed you or delivered you or set you free, if he brought your child back home that was lost, if he brought your child to the point where they realized that they were strung out on drugs or had habits that they could not break on their own, and he stepped in, and now that they are free from that addiction or whatever the situation may have been, God stepped in, and you know it was God. So that's why we need to share our testimonies to let others know that God did it for us, he can do it for them as well, because he have no respect of a person. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so he wants us to share our testimonies so that others would know and be able to stand on to the word of God, and they would trust him in faith, knowing that he is able, because there is nothing too hard or impossible for our God to do. Well, the lines are open. Again, the number that you need to dial to call in and share your testimonies or praise report or share a need or prayer request, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Once again, you can start dialing in now. The phone lines are open. The area code, once again, is 657-383-1364. I noticed that my guests have not called in yet. I don't know what has happened. Well, we're going to continue to pray that all is well with Elder James McCurry from Flint, Michigan on tonight. He is scheduled to be my guest. Well, he is scheduled to come on every third Saturday to bring the word of God. And we know that he has been faithful so far, and he has been bringing powerful words of the Lord over the air, over this platform. So we thank God for him, and it's our prayer that all is well. I don't know what has happened, but God knows, and we just pray that he is well and that he will come forth very shortly to bring the word of God to us on tonight. Well, while we're waiting on Elder McCurry to call in, and waiting on someone to call in and share a testimony, I do have an announcement that I would like to make while we're waiting on you to call in and share your testimonies or with a praise report. I have an announcement to make. I thank God for allowing me to be able to write my part two of this book, which is titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?, which is also the title of my blog talk radio show. Well, the Lord has placed in my spirit to write part two of this book, which is now complete and is now available through Amazon.com. And the title of part two of this book is Are You Scattering God's Flock? That book is now available through Amazon.com. And for those that are tunes in faithfully, we know that sometimes we, even though we try to walk upright and we try to do what the Lord calls us to do as vessels, as ambassadors, as servants of the Most High God, sometimes if we're not careful, we can become a liability, or we can cause someone to scatter God's flock. So that's why we need to every now and then examine ourselves according to the word of God to see where we stand. Are we lining up with the word of God according to his will for our lives, so that everywhere we go, and we don't have to always open our mouths, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, in the way we live as a lifestyle, not just on Sunday or when you attend Bible class, but every day in every aspect of your walk in life, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in you, that God will be glorified through it. So at this time, we're going to let you know that the lines are still open for any listeners to call in. If you have a testimony, this is your opportunity. I'm trying to be faithful and obedient to what the Lord has asked me to do. And he put it in my spirit a while back to every now and then open up the phone lines for the worldwide listeners to get involved and to share your testimonies, give your praise report, and give God some glory. So we just thank God for tonight. We thank God for who he is. We thank God that there is none like him in all the earth. He is so worthy to be praised on tonight. We just love him and we bless his name on tonight. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. So again, the lines are open right now for anyone that would like to call in and share your testimonies. Would there be anyone on the line that would like to share a testimony? If you are, you can go forth at this time. While we're waiting on Elder McCurry, are you on the line? Praise the Lord. We're still waiting on Elder McCurry from Flint, Michigan to call in to share a testimony. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. But while we're waiting on Elder McCurry to come forth, again, we're going to be praying. I'm asking the listeners to be in the prayer mode for him right now, because I see that he has not called in yet. And we know that the enemy gets busy. When we're trying to be doers of God's word, he's always going to try to throw in a stumbling block or cause something to happen as well. We cannot be obedient and do what the Lord has called for us to do. But we know God is in control, and we are standing on God's word that he sits high and he looks low. He never changed. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. So we just thank God for who he is on tonight. Again, the lines are now open for worldwide listeners. If you would like to call in and share a testimony, if you need a prayer, if you want me to pray with you, that's what we're here for. And if you want to call in and share a praise report, you can do that as well. Again, the phone lines are open. You can start dialing the number now, which is area code 657-383-1364 for anyone that would like to call in and share your testimony, give a praise report, or if you need prayer. That's what I am here for, trying to be obedient to what God has called me to do on tonight while we're still waiting on Elder McCurry to come forth to dial in so he can bring forth the word on tonight. I do not know what happened, but God do. So we just pray that and hope that all is well with him on tonight. But while we're waiting on Elder McCrary, again, do realize and know that the Lord has opened the door, and now my book part two of Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Part two is titled Are You Scattering God's Flock? It is now available through Amazon.com. So it is available now. So we need to every now and then, every saint of God need to, examine ourselves according to the word of God to make sure that our lives are lining up with what the word of God, what he expects of us as a Christian, as a doer of God's word, as a follower and a believer of Jesus Christ. We are to be living according to his word and making sure that our lives are lining up with the word of God so that we would not become a liability to the kingdom of God, and we would not be one of those that causes the sheep of God, the flock of God, to scatter. We don't want to be one of us. We don't want to have to stand before God one day in the day of judgment and with someone else's blood on our hands because we caused them to scatter the flock of God or because we were a liability to the kingdom of God. We are to be assets. We are to be doers of God's word. We are to be living epistles. We are to be living examples every day. It should be a lifestyle. Again, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday or whatever day you go to Bible class. we are to be doers of God's word. We are to be walking in the Spirit of God, in love. We are to be showing love and compassion for our fellow man, our sisters and brothers, whether they're saved or not. We are to be doers of God's word. We are to be showing the love of Jesus everywhere we go. And that's why we are to be going. We are required to go into the hedges and the highways. We are to declare the word of the Lord. And so I thank God for who he is. I thank God that he is using me, not only me, but he has so many vessels and ambassadors and servants that are all over the land that are standing on his word and declaring his word and that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's what we are, not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're not ashamed, then the Lord will give you holy boldness to stand on his word and to declare his word. And I noticed that, you know, there are some people that walks around, and you see it all the time, and I know that I am not the only one. You see people walking around with big Bibles or big crosses around their necks, you know, trying to display that they are Christians, they are saved. But just because you walk around with a big Bible or walk around with a big cross around your neck, that do not mean that you're saved. So you must know that you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King, that you don't always have to go around toting the Bible, because you should be living it. People should be able to see Jesus Christ in you, whether you open your mouth or not. They should see that light, that light that shines, that cannot be hidden, so that everyone would know that you are one of God's children, and you are trying to be a doer of his word. So while we're still waiting on Elder McCurvy to call in to bring forth the word on tonight, again, I'm letting you know that the lines are open now for anyone that's on the line or that's listening, that's tuned in to this broadcast on tonight. This is your opportunity to call in with a praise report, or if you need prayer on tonight, or if you'd like to share a testimony, this is your opportunity, because I am trying to be obedient to what the Lord has asked me to do as the executive director and host for this broadcast. He has placed it in my spirit to get the listeners more involved with this program, that he will be glorified, and he gets his glory again. He gets his glory through our testimonies, and that lets others know that if God did it for us, the same God, he's able to do whatever they need him to do as well. So he have no respect to a person. So I just thank God again for who he is, and that he have all power in his hands, and that the blood of Jesus still works even today, and that same blood of Jesus, it would never lose its power. So some people are saying that the church have lost its power. That Jesus Christ, had he never lost his power, I'm not going to rephrase that. Today, we find that there are a lot of Christians and a lot of churches, they have lost power. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Most High God, he would never lose his power. So we have become ineffective when we do not allow our lives to line up with the word of God. And when we are not doing what God has called us to do, we're not fulfilling our God purpose, then we become liabilities, or we can cause someone to scatter God's flock. So that becomes dangerous. And that's what the enemy wants, because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he is on his job 24/7. And so we that are followers of Jesus Christ, who really truly love Jesus, and we know that we are saved in Jesus' name, we are to be doers of his word and not just hearers only. So we thank God for tonight. I thank God for this worldwide platform, and that he has blessed me with it, and I'm able to share it with others that brings forth the good news of Jesus Christ. So, again, I'm letting you, the worldwide listeners, know, letting you know that the lines are open now. So do not be afraid. Don't let fear come into your heart or doubt. This is your opportunity to give God some glory on tonight. Again, God says in his word that he will share his glory with no one, and he is a jealous God, and he means exactly what he says. My mother used to say, she meant what she said, and she said what she meant. So God is that same way. When he says something, he don't go back on his word. And so he cannot lie, he cannot fail, he cannot change. Aren't you glad you serve a God like that, who is faithful to watch over his word, to perform it in our lives even today? He watches over His word to perform it. He watches over His word to perform it in our lives for His glory. So this is your opportunity, worldwide listeners, to call in and share your testimonies at this time. Once again, the lines are open. You can start dialing 657 area code 383-1364. Is there anyone that would like to share a testimony or need a prayer or need me to touch and agree with you in prayer? If you are on the line, would you please come forth so we can touch and agree with you? Or if you would like to share a testimony, this is your opportunity. Now the lines are open. Praise the Lord. Well, while we're waiting on Elder McCreary, I don't know what happened. I had spoken with him earlier this evening that he was going to be on the line, but something apparently has happened. But we know that the enemy is busy, but we know that God has all power in His hand. We're just going to touch and agree and pray that all is well with Elder McCreary on tonight. Well, while we're waiting on him to come on the line or for someone to come forth with a testimony or a praise report or a prayer request, we're going to go back to another music break. And while we're talking about prayer, for such a time as this, we're living in the last days, and we can see that the handwriting is on the wall that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So while we are waiting on Elder McCreary to come forth, I'm going to pray for the listeners. Pray for me. And I've been playing this song. It has been in my spirit for the last couple of months that we need to be praying, and we need to stop playing but start praying one for another, because the world needs prayer. We need Jesus in our lives, because the enemy is not playing. He's trying to take us out. The word lets us know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Again, the enemy, he is on his job. But what are we doing as Christians? Are we on our jobs? So in the meantime, we're going to pray for me.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Everybody, and say pray.
Pray.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, it is praying time. I say it again, it's praying time. It is time out for us to be praying. It is praying time. Well, I see that Elder McCreary has not called in yet, but the word of God is still going to go forth on tonight. So I pray that you do have your Bibles out. If you have your Bibles out, if you would please turn with me to the book of Psalms. We're going to look at the book of Psalms in chapter 71. And I'm going to read that in its entirety. And I'm going to be coming from the King James Version of the Bible. If you would have your Bibles out, please take your Bibles out and open up to the book of Psalms. Again, Psalms number 71. And speaking of prayer, that's what this Psalms is talking about. It's dealing with prayer. Again, for such a time as this, we are living in the last and evil days. Jesus Christ is soon to come again. So it is high time that we be praying and stop playing. Well, we're going to start off with verse number 1, and again, we're going to read this chapter in its entirety, Psalms chapter 71. In verse 1, it says, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." I'm going to read that again, verse number 1. "In thee, O Lord, do I," that's personal, "I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion." Verse number 2 says, "Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hands of the unrighteous and cruel man." Verse number 5 says, "For thou art my hope." And that's a good thing to know, that God is our hope. He says, "For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." Verse number 10 says, "For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him." Verse number 12, "O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt." Verse number 14 says, "But I will hope continuously and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof." But God knows. I'm so glad that he knows. "I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only, and not of myself." I'm paraphrasing right there. In other words, I'm not going to be boasting about, look what I did, but look what God did. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Verse number 17 says, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to every one that is come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? And thank God that there is none like him in all the earth." Verse number 20 says, "Thou, which has showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again. and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Verse number 21 says, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thy Holy One of Israel. Verse number 23 says, my lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, that we're redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. And finally, verse number 24 says, my tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Thank God for the word on tonight. So, you know, that is why we need to be praying, saints of God. We need to continually be praying. And aren't you glad that Jesus Christ, he is our Redeemer? And that's what we see it right here in the word that lets us know that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he changes not. And then while we're talking about that, if you would flip right over to Psalm 73, and we're going to look down at verse number 23 through 28. And it says, again, Psalms 73, starting at verse number 23 through 28. And it says, nevertheless, I am continuously with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterwards receive me to glory. Verse number 25 says, whom have I? And there is none on earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Verse number 27 says, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. Finally, verse number 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. And so I thank God for the word on tonight. I know that I am not the only one. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God that Jesus Christ, he took it upon himself and he redeemed us. We are redeemed back to God through the blood of Jesus Christ on tonight. For those that are not saved on tonight, you can be redeemed as well. Jesus Christ, he came to save those and that are lost in sin. Jesus Christ came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. But we know that the enemy, again, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that all things are still working together for the good of them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose on tonight. So if you are not saved in Jesus' name, it's very simple. You can be saved on tonight. It's not a hard thing. So I'm going to let you know, if you're not saved, this is what you need to do. All you need to do, it is so simple. God made it simple. It's not hard. But you have to open your own mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is God's only Son. And that Jesus Christ came down from glory. He came down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby. He came down to die and pay our sin debt with his own blood. And he did that. And before he died, he suffered. He was ridiculed. He was humiliated. And he was spit upon. He was wounded and bruised for our transgressions. But finally, he died. They pierced him in the side. And blood, and not only blood came out, but water came out of his side as well. So he redeemed us through his blood when he died on the cross. But then he was buried. So 3 days later, thank God, he rose from the grave, from the dead. He rose with all power in his hands. And he's to have the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. Even you that are not saved on tonight, all you have to do is open your mouth and believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son and believe that he died for you and that he rose with all power in his hands. And all you have to do is open your mouth and ask him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into your heart and let him know that you believe that he is God's Son and he died for you and ask him to save you in his name, and you will be saved even right now, because God's desire is that all be saved and that no souls be lost. And that is my prayer on tonight, that no soul will be lost. And so that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform, that I am a vessel, I am an ambassador, and I am a servant of God. And I thank God for all those that come forth over this platform to bring the word of God, the men and women, even the youth. I even have young people that come forth bringing inspirational messages, because the word lets us know that we are to go into the hedges and the highways and declare the word of the Lord, that men and women will be saved in Jesus' name. So we are doing what God has called us to do on tonight. So I pray that something was said through this word on tonight, that you was blessed by the word. And I thank God that I was able to bring forth the word on tonight. And we're going to continue to pray for Elder McCreary on tonight, because he is a faithful man of God. I know he's very busy, but he's also faithful. So that I pray that all is well with him. And I ask the listeners to pray that all is well with Elder McCreary also on tonight. Well, as we get ready to wrap up tonight's program, I am going to yield them, let you all know that the lines are still open for anyone that would like to come forth and share a testimony. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, this is your opportunity to come forth. The lines are still open for anyone that would like to share a testimony. Or if you need prayer, that's what I'm here for. I would like to pray with you and touch and agree with you, because we know that God still answers prayer. And again, he have no respecter of person. He answers prayer if you believe and do not doubt in your heart. Believe that God is going to do what you ask him to do if you pray and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and do not allow fear or doubt to come into your heart. God is a faithful God. He's going to do just what he said he would do, but you've got to believe it in your heart that he will do it, and then you have to open your mouth. He said, we have not because we ask not. So we're asking on tonight, and we're letting you know that the lines are open. The lines are still open for anyone that wants to share a testimony. If you want me to pray with you right now, come forth and speak up so that I can touch and agree with you with your prayer request. Or if you have a praise report, you can do that as well. So the lines are open should there be anyone that you can come forth at this time. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Well, even though our elder did not come forth, and I'm going to be checking in with him after I get off the line, and I pray that all is well with him. Again, I did speak with him right before, about an hour before my broadcast started, and he did say that he would be on the line. So I do not know what has happened, but we know that God is still in control, and we know that all things still work together for the good of them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose. Well, on tonight, before I close out tonight's program, I want you all to know that on next Thursday night will be Deacon Sean. I'm looking at the wrong date. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm looking at March's date. I should be looking at February. Well, February the 23rd will be coming on. Will be Pastor John Willis. He's going to be coming forth bringing the word on next Thursday. Thursday the 23rd of February, Pastor John Willis will be coming forth with the word for us on next Thursday night. And then on next Saturday, which will be February the 25th, we'll be doing Christian comedy again. For those that have been listening to this broadcast faithfully, know that every now and then I do have Christian comedians that come forth, because I do believe that God has a sense of humor. And I do believe that more Christians need to laugh more and stop taking everything so serious. We are to take God's word for serious. We are to take God's word very serious. But life is serious as well. But every now and then, we need to take time out and laugh and relieve some stress. Because, again, we know that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But this is one way that we can relieve some stress in a clean, fun Christian way. And so on February 25th, on Saturday, the 25th of February, will be Christian comedian Mike Larry. He will be coming on this broadcast again to share laughter with us. Again, we need to laugh more. And so God gets glory even when we laugh, and we can have clean fun giving God glory through comedy. So please make note that Christian comedian Mike Larry will be on February the 25th. Pass the word to your family and friends, and your church members and co-workers that he will be on the air on this broadcast on February 25th. Well, as we get ready to close out tonight's program, keep Elder McCreary in prayer on tonight. Again, I do not know what happened, but we do know that God is still in control and God is everywhere at the same time. And so we pray that he is, we know that he's still covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he is normally on every third Saturday of every month, Elder James McCreary from Flint, Michigan. He's our special guest every third Saturday to bring the word of God. So something has happened, and I do not know what it is, but I'm going to call and try to find out as soon as I get off this broadcast on tonight. But in the meantime, I'm asking the listeners to keep him in your prayers. Well, as we get ready to close tonight's program on tonight, we always close out in prayer. I have about 2 or 3 minutes before this program ends, but I would like to close out in prayer as we always do. We're going to lift up our president again on tonight, because we know that the enemy, he's come in all types of forms, and he don't care who he uses. But it matters not who's in the White House, but we who are saved, we know that God is in control, and that is very comforting to know that it matters not who's in the White House, but know who is in your house, and that should be Jesus Christ. So we're going to be standing on a solid rock. The solid rock is Jesus Christ, our true foundation. And he's the chief cornerstone. So we're going to yield, and we're going to go back to the throne of grace as we get ready to end this program on tonight. We're going to lift up our president. We're going to lift up our pastors and our bishops and our shepherds, those that watch over our souls. The word of God tells us that we are to pray for those that have rule over us. And that not only includes the president and our world leaders, but our pastors as well. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you again for who and all that you are. We thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word on tonight. And it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that all is well with Elder McCreary. We know that he was supposed to bring forth the word on tonight, but you know, and we know that he is in your hands. So we pray that all is well with him on tonight, that you will be glorified. And also, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up our pastors, all those that are watching over our souls, the souls of the saints that are saved in Jesus' name, and those that are praying for those that are not saved, we lift them up right now into your hands, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to bless them, continue to anoint them, that they will continue to stand on your word and declare the good news of Jesus Christ. And, oh God, that they will continue to teach your word, and not only while they're teaching and preaching your word, that they will be doers of your word as well. Continue to bless them, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless the visions that you have for each pastor, each shepherd that watches over the souls of your people. Bless the visions that you have placed in their lives for their ministries, that everything will come forth, that as you see fit, that you will be glorified. As long as it's in your will, we pray, Lord, that the visions will come to pass and that each house will be filled. So I pray and I lift up my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Shield of Faith Church family. Heavenly Father, continue to bless us, continue to use us for your glory individually, then as a corporate body. We lift up all worldwide leaders, Heavenly Father, starting with our President, Donald Trump, and all those that are in Congress. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, not only President Trump, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father. We especially pray for those that may not be saved, that are leaders all over the land. We know that you are in total control. You sit high and you look low. You look low and you search the heart. So you know who are truly saved and who's not. So we pray, Lord, that all world leaders are saved on tonight. We know that all are not, but we do pray. And we know that you're able to touch their hearts. So we ask that you would send a word through your vessels for those that are not saved, that are in high positions over your people, Heavenly Father, that once they hear your word, that they too will be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name on tonight. For we know that your word again lets us know that you desire that no soul be lost and that heavens rejoice over one soul that give their life to Jesus Christ. So we're standing in agreement with your word on tonight, that those that are not saved on tonight will become saved in Jesus' name before it's too late, because we see that the handwriting is on the wall, and we see as we hear the news and we read the news that the enemy is seeking whom he may devour. But we thank God that you have all power in his hands. Yes, we know that the enemy has power, but he has limited power. You have all power in your hands. And we thank God that you sit high and you look low and you change not. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, once again for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Thank you for who you are. We ask that you would just continue to move by your Spirit in the lives of your saints, your ambassadors that are being doers of your word on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. You are such an awesome God. You are mighty God. You are the most high God. You are the one. You are the great I am. So we just love you. We bless your name on tonight. And all the people of God, we say in Jesus' name, amen. Well, on tonight, listeners, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So while we are yet praying, we want you all to remember and know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we continually ask that the Lord will continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, on tonight, I thank God for this word that went forth on tonight. And until we meet again, we're going to ask, close out in prayer, that the Lord will continue to cover us in the blood of Jesus. Know that I love you. God loves you too. Until next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy Spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath.
open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.